Fight that all set out. Can I help you?
Yeah, sure. Chad Thomas, please.
Can I tell him who's calling?
Absolutely. This is Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
I'm sorry?
My name is Dennis. The company I work for is Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, hold on one moment, okay?
Sure. He just called me, by the way, so.
Sir?
Yes.
Thank you for holding. Hold on one moment while I transfer you, please.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Tom Jefferson.
Tom, how's it going, sir? This is Dennis calling you back with Bank of Cardiff.
Dennis, how are you?
Not too bad today. Not too bad. How about yourself?
I can't complain. Are you in California?
We are. We're in San Diego, California.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought.
Do you recognize the area code or something like that?
No, I don't know why I thought it was. I don't know.
Well, there is a Cardiff by the Sea out here in San Diego, and a lot of people related to that. Yeah, it's just a little beach community, a little bit north of downtown San Diego.
Mm-hmm. But good guess. About the app that we sent you.
Yes, sir. Yeah, and I apologize earlier. We updated our phone system, and my voicemail hasn't actually been working correctly yet, so it will be fixed soon, though.
Okay, all right. Okay. Well, we are interested. What else do you need?
Really? So we received the application from you at this point. No, actually, we didn't. We just put in an inquiry for the information off of our website. So what kind of programs were you interested in? We have loans for either equipment. We also have loans for working capital as well.
We're looking at working capital. We're looking at retiring. Consolidating some existing debt that we have. And that debt adds up to about, round numbers, 80 grand, something like
about
that.
About 80,000? Okay.
Yeah, in that range. The debt that we have is debt that the doctor wishes he had never done, but they end up being daily withdrawals, which kind of kills you from a cash flow perspective. So what he asked me to do, respond to the email and send the app, and then see what we can do relative to a more traditional kind of financing. I guess the simplest way that I can put it.
Well, I mean, as far as the actual amount we can lend you, usually we'll lend right around 10% of your annual sales for the business. Do you happen to know what the gross annual revenue was last year?
Last year was $910,000.
Okay, so we'll be right in that ballpark then for the amount you're actually looking for.
Right.
So it's
been around 900 grand for the last 3 or 4 years.
So pretty consistent number.
Yeah.
And with the $80,000, is that just one loan or is that
It's three.
Three, okay.
Two of them are daily withdrawals, and one of them is they take 25% of our daily MasterCard Visa.
Gotcha. So that one's called merchant cash advance and for the based off the credit card processing. Okay.
You know, I wonder how, there's the usury laws, right? I'm saying, they say that it is an interest. It's not a loan. You know, to me, that's just the biggest scam, and I don't know why the IRS hadn't done something about that. I really don't. if you look at it from just a simple perspective, that's a loan. I know they don't call it that. I know they call it an advance on your receivables and all that stuff. Well, to me, it should only be legal if they actually collect the receivables. Does that make sense?
It does. We have similar products to that as well. I mean, as far as the actual loans go, they do lend off your future sales, and they'll you know, extract a percentage, either like you're familiar with daily payment or
right.
a holdback percentage of the Visa MasterCard sales. Sometimes American Express has their own programs as well, too. Uh-huh. But my only concern is that usually you have to be around 50% paid into your current loans to qualify. It doesn't mean that we can't do something for you, but it would be a comparable loan if that's what you have currently. It would be a comparable loan to what you have. I mean, my goal would obviously be to just give you a lower cost of funds and hopefully a longer term to alleviate, you know, some
of the... Well, we can certainly take a look at it.
that's all we can do, right? But
you know,
from
my perspective, almost, well, I don't really mean this, but almost anything would be better than what we have today.
Gotcha. Well, that's our goal. Obviously, if it doesn't doesn't put you in a better situation, then it doesn't make sense to do it.
You're right. You're right.
But no, I'd be more than happy to look into it for you. It might be a daily payment as well. It could be a weekly payment. You know, it just depends on the actual approval I get. But when it's all said and done, we're not going to put you in a worse situation, that's for sure.
Right.
Okay. So, Thomas, let me see here. I did email you, so let me go ahead and I just emailed you responding to your email that I got here. But I'll just respond to this and include everything that we'll need for the approval. It's pretty similar, being that the loan itself is really driven off the cash flow on the approval. Mm-hmm. We'll want to look at 6 months of the bank statements again.
Okay, I can do that.
4 months of your credit card processing statements.
Okay.
And then just your most recent business tax return as well.
Okay. You're going to put all that in the email that you're going to send me?
Yes, sir. I'll get that over to you, and I'll include our application, too. We just need, obviously, that signed and dated. And how many owners are with the company currently? Just one?
Just one. Dr. Scott's 100% owner.
Dr. Scott. Okay. Perfect. All right. Well,
I'll get that back to you today.
Sounds good. I'll get it all outlined for you and get it right over to you.
Okay. Thank you.
You too, Thomas. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.